giving of themselves as well. We all know the primary importance of midos in life, in Torah thinking, in shleimus and avodas Hashem. It seems from so many sources that after everything is said and done, the essence of everything is all midos. Chazal say that lo nitno hamitzvos elo litzarif b'enes habriyos, to refine human character. And the traits of character, often the midah means a measurement, you know, or the measurement of the true measurements of a person. They are essential, they are far-reaching, they are most influential in everything that we do. There's an interesting extent, or maybe extreme, of how powerful the midos are in this Ralbag on the Posuk, when it says that Vayishlach Yaakov Vayikra L'Rochel L'Leah Hasode El Tzoyno. Yaakov decided that the time had come to go. He had enough. Lavan didn't appreciate him, and it's been going on long enough, and we have to get out of here. So he calls his wives, and he has a family meeting to discuss this idea that we must leave. So the Ralbag says that there's a toelis here in midos. For who? Sheroi leodem sheezoriz b'masov v'lo yisrashel mehem. We see from here that it's appropriate for a person to be a zoriz. Should have zrizus, to do things with a serious sense of zrizus. And lo yisrashel mehem, not to be lax in any way in his activities, in his responsibilities, and those things that he has to do. Haloi tira, what's the raya? Look at Yaakov. Mishe Yaakov kora l'rochel hasode el tzoynoi, kadesh lo yazov tzoynoi. Yaakov called Rochel, Pasuk says Rochel and Leah, to the field where he was watching the tzoyn, kadesh lo yazov tzoynoi, because he didn't want to forsake, he didn't want to leave, he didn't want to leave his job. He was watching he was a roya tzoyn, he was watching the flock, and in order not to leave the flock alone, he calls his wives to come to a meeting in the field. Im, besides the fact, Shishom tiyeh ho'etza yoyser shleim of a yoyser ne'alemis. Besides the fact, there's a benefit in having the meeting in the field, because the etza that they discuss what to do will be more appropriate, more perfect, and it'll be more hidden because nobody's going to hear about it. Ki lo yishma ish shom divreim. There'll be nobody overhearing their words when they're in the field, because there's no people around. If they talk about it in the city, and they'll be able to focus more on their thoughts, and nobody will be listening. Therefore, it'll be a better fulfillment of the Eitzes, or better a perfection of the Eitzes that they need, if they discuss them in the Sodeh, than if they discuss them in the city. And that's another benefit why he called them. He called them, he didn't want to be oizev his work, he didn't want to leave the tzoyn. He was working, he was watching the tzoyn, and he didn't want to, and also it would be a better place to hold this meeting. The question is, the Ralbag says, is it toelis and midos? And the toelis is, you should be a zoriz. You know, do things with speed, with passion, with quickness, with dedication. Don't be lax. Don't take it easy. Don't weaken up your commitment to what you're doing. And this is the raya because Yaakov called them. It seems very strange. Yaakov called them, number one, he didn't want to leave his job. Yaakov was erlich. Yaakov says part of the diyun, part of the conversation with his wives was how he served Lavan faithfully and he didn't cheat him and in everything. He took all the losses himself and he was very conscientious about his job. So of course he didn't want to leave his job. That's poshut why he stayed there. And secondly, it's a much better meeting they're going to have if he actually calls them to come, rather than if he goes into the city to have the meeting. Because over here there's more privacy, there's more yishuv hadas, there's the very reasons he says. So wherein here lies the raya? Haloitira, that's the raya that a person, it's roi for a person to be a zoriz and not to be misrashel. Where's the raya to the midah of zrizus? All you have is the integrity of Yaakov Avinu, who wants to do his job properly, and the logistics of a better meeting that will take place when they're in the privacy and the ability to focus in the city, and nobody will know what they're talking in the field rather than in the city. It seems from the Ralbag that if not for Yaakov Avinu's shleimus or development in this midah of zrisus, that this wouldn't have been. There seems to be, the Ralbag understood that when Yaakov had to get out of there, he had a pressing issue on his mind. And he had to have this meeting with his wives and to decide what to do or to inform them or whatever the level of communication was about that. And yes, he was a man of integrity to do his job. And yes, it would have been better to have the meeting here. But it would seem that all of this would have been lost if there wasn't a midah of zrizus, because then my commitment to my work cannot be the same. And when I have a pressing issue, I have to take care of it. And even though there's another reason to have the meeting here, there's a logical reason to have the meeting over here. But if I didn't have this commitment to the work, then in other words, it's not just, the zrizus is not just an extra commitment to do your work. The zrizus is a chelik of his ability to express the integrity and the ehrlichkeit and the honesty and the conscientiousness of doing the work. And without that midas hazrizus, that conscientiousness wouldn't have been there. And memela, when I have something to do, I gotta get out of here. This is, what do you mean, gotta get out of here? It's better to stay here for the meeting. No, but the whole commitment to the job would have been undermined by something that I have to do. And even though there's something else that there's a side reason that maybe it would have been better to stay here, but no, I got to get away. I got to call them. I'm going to call them. We'll have the meeting over there, or I'll go get them and bring them. I don't know what he's going to do, but it seems this commitment not to forsake his work was totally on the zrizus. And if he didn't have that level of a midas hazrizus, then he would not have been able under these circumstances to withstand the pressure to take care of this and to run and to have this meeting immediately, whatever it was. And the in other words, the idea being that we think, well, listen, I want to do my job. I work. I have a job. I want to do it. I have integrity. I want to keep my integrity. I have my reputation. I'm an honest person. I don't want to get paid for something I'm not doing. All of that is not enough for a person to do his job. If there's a little bit of atzlus, if there's a little bit of a lack of zrizus, if he's misrashel on some level, then he doesn't have the ability to maintain that commitment, even with Yaakov's full integrity, and even with other reasons which would also say, hey, you know, stick it out over here. But I can't do it. I can't keep to my, it's a burden, it's overwhelming. I people don't want to have burdens, people don't like to have responsibilities. The must be something that the etzem responsibility would overwhelm him to leave if it's not for the fact that he had this rizus. All right, let's see what that means. That's it'll be a discussion. But I think that the point is really very significant on many levels. We think that we have intellectual commitments. We think that we have moral commitments. We think that we have emotional commitments. You know, I want to do something, and I believe in doing something, and I'm paid to do something, and that's my job, and I have this image of my own integrity. It seems unless that midas hazrizus is intact, then all of these commitments, everything that a person, his intellectual desire, his commitment, his self-image, his integrity, his chiyuv, his honesty, all of this is not going to work enough if there isn't that zrizus there, because the midas get in, and that's a lack of zrizus, I guess, atzlus sets in, and memela can undermine everything. So if we think that I can go through life with my intellectual understanding and I don't have to work on the midas, we have to be aware of the fact that any kilkul in the midas can undermine every commitment and every understanding and every desire even that a person has to do. And therefore, it's so imperative for a person to be constantly working and developing on uprooting any negative and improving all of the positive, because without that, then anything that I undertake and any commitments that I have are all in a precarious situation.